I think we got disconnected again.
Action AFL.
Yeah, man. What's your take on that game?
I mean, you can hear me, Chase?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Because your volume is kind of down.
All right, can you hear me now? I will. Mic check.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, good.
Let me guess. LeBron was doing his part at some given time. He was an unstoppable force of nature. He did his part. He went for 40 plus. It was just the rest of the team is not contributing. Because there was a certain point of wait, a time that that the team wasn't into it though. Now, if they don't get into it at this typical game three, it's like really over for Cleveland.
You got to think they're going to carry some intensity though in their home court.
Yeah, they better have some type of intensity if you want to even the series.
Gotcha.
If you literally want to even the series, you better have run a long discussion with them, because if he loses at some point of his career, he done for us with Cleveland. He gonna be gone then, and then y'all really gonna be literally stuck.
Yeah, this franchise is crazy how this franchise change as soon as he leaves.
Yeah, the franchise pretty much really going to change by the time they, because you never know if he to go to Philly or he going to go to Los Angeles.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm sort of getting the idea that this team, they simply don't care enough.
Like, I think they much fell off.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron, he don't seem to fall off just not a bit, though. We all know what he's capable of doing.
Yeah. Any given night.
Yeah, he does this every given night. It's like everybody in the world wants him to be the savior.
He's almost got to be, though. You don't know. This team, they simply don't have enough.
Not yet, no. All right. So that's my case is for the severities up. Because really, in that standard of it, because I know Scott Van Pelt is about to have that discussion right now on what happened at the game.
I'm tuning in.
Oh, I'm tuning in towards what they're doing. That's why we have our discussion here and all that. So what you think the preparation that the Houston Rockets need to do to beat Golden State to even the series?
Let's see. Well, they got I don't know. I was listening to Mike D'Antonio. He was saying today he was getting asked by reporters about they were asking about if they're going to change their play style, how they're all ISO and whatnot on offense. He told the reporter, if you watch us play a game all season, this is how we play and this is how we're going to continue to play. So I don't know. I guess
playing it at an isolation and all that, you might have played all that bull crap throughout the whole entire year. I mean, that's how I understand. That's how y'all got 65 wins.
Yeah, that's how they got here.
But I understand that's a typical record, but you have to change and switch that.
Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to change if you want to advance in the playoffs.
Yes, because if you really, literally wants to beat Golden State so bad, at some point of your career, to get that monkey off your back, you got to learn to control Kevin Durant. Because if you don't control Kevin Durant, he goes up to a high particular level that you cannot stop this man at. Because this man can average 30 points in the playoffs. The man can average 30 points in his sleep, and he can sleepwalk and shoot threes.
That's true.
He will kill you in the outside range. He'll kill you from the three-point line. He'll even kill you from the mid-range.
Absolutely.
So that's my thing. Yes.
Arguably the second best scorer in the league.
Yes. Because he was at the typical point that he's saying that I'm tired of being second place. And it's like most people said, and I even looked at this in the article. Kevin Durant can win 10 championships with the Golden State Warriors. That will not change. That will not change.
Yeah, the thing with him, like his legacy, it'll always, I don't know, people will always hate on him because they view him as like a snake or a traitor. I don't blame him for leaving. It's proven fact that
if I do that now, then she'll have
that. I don't know, Westbrook went to all this
right now. Hello.
Yeah.
So that's my case right then and there, if you look at it from the morals perspective, because you have to feel to realize that if you don't play transition between offensively and defensively, that's how Golden State is on both sides of the floor. I'm saying it's the same way with the Cavaliers and all this, because if both teams do not translate to do all that, both of these two going to get knocked off the series and it's going to turn into a Warriors and Celtics series.
You're right.
It's going to turn into that.
That's true.
That's the case right then and there. From field goal attempts, Cleveland was 9 out of 22 on the floor, 22 points in the third quarter. You took 20 contested shots. You had 2 open shots in the third.
If you looked at their shot selection, yeah, compared to Boston, it was just pathetic.
Yes, it was pathetic and it was horrendous.
Like Cleveland, they would always find themselves like with the shot clock running down, just chunking up a 40 footer.
Yes, because and I understand. LeBron put up that triple-double, 42, 10, and 12.
Yeah.
42, 10, and 12. He was on an unstoppable force of nature.
He was.
For that. Because every time he's in the postseason, he plays, this man is average. And at some point right then and there.
They outscored him by 20 in the second half.
Yes. You get outscored by 20 points. I said, Lord Jesus. I didn't really say nothing at all.
But if they're gonna bounce back in game 3, LeBron,
you better bring the intensity. LeBron gonna show up and play his few.
You know LeBron is. But
LeBron is going to make it urgent. Is why I say this is going to be urgent. If you don't win game 3, the series is completely over. That's what I am saying.
If LeBron's teammates show up like they did tonight and they start struggling, LeBron, he's going to have to take the ball out of their hands and just attack.
But he can't really articulate that because if he does all that work, okay. So in that, let me end up having something right quick, Chase. I'll end up hit you right back.
All right, you're fine.
All right.